We have a great guest for you now, but listen up. First of all, we have heard a lot about water services in the St. Paul area, especially over the years, right? We've been hearing that there are like 600 lead service line replacements this year alone, and this is something we've been talking about, hoping for, especially in East St. Paul, and it's getting done. Patrick Shea, St. Paul Regional Water Services General Manager, joins us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Welcome, Patrick. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you, and thanks for having me tonight.
This is really important, what is happening right now. How far back? I know about 100 years these lead pipes have been started to cause some problems, but now that we're starting to see many, I think it's 80 or 100 right now homes. How many homes have their lead taken out so far?
We're right about 100 done this year, with the goal, as you spelled out, to get around 600 done this year.
Yeah, 600 is a lot in a year. And how many overall are there? How many homes are there right now in St. Paul that need it? Is it just the 600 total, or is there really more?
There's actually 26,000, a little bit over 26,000 of the 100,000 lead service lines in St. Paul Regional Water Services area. 26,000 of them have some portion of their service line being lead.
So what problems have the lead pipes caused over the decades? People have been living in these homes. Families move out. Others move in. Do you follow who lives in these homes and say, hey, we need to let these people know that have already lived in those homes with that lead and those that are moving into those homes? Is this part of what your work is as well?
We don't do that to a great extent. In the scheme of things, this is a relatively new issue for water providers. A great portion of lead contamination or poison that has happened in society throughout the years really came from paint. And once we started studying lead paint as a society very thoroughly, that's when the lead issue with lead pipes became more and more of an issue. So lead service lines were put in with an understanding that it's an easy material to work with. It's relatively inexpensive, and it really is a long lasting product. So back in the 1920s, lead service lines were put in with really an understanding that this is a good product, and this is something that will help provide drinking water to really to the masses. So it's really been over the last 30, 40 years where we're starting to notice that the children's blood levels are containing lead. So it really accumulates in the system, and really the real issue is the effect that it has on young children.
The very first house that my husband at the time, he and I bought, the first thing we did was to call to see if it was lead paint, because we really knew about it. You heard so much about it in the early 80s, at least for me, I did. And we were telling all our friends that also bought homes, hey, you guys, make sure you check to see if there's any paint on any surface in the homes, just to make sure. And it was remarkable when some would come in and say, well, you don't have it on this wall or you don't have it on these windows, but then up in this room, you do have it. That's really surprising. When it comes to the lead pipes, they've been rotting. They've been waiting to be removed. Have people tried to remove them themselves, or are they just waiting for the St. Paul Regional Water Company to come out and get it done?
Yeah, so we've been working at it somewhat diligently in the tune of about $3 million a year for the last 25, 30 years to try to replace it as much as we could. And as part of that, about 400 to 500 residents every year would take similar action on their end. And so, but it was really, we're seeing more and more interest from the public health aspect. But usually, over the last quarter century, it was a maintenance thing that the service line just wasn't providing enough water to the house, low pressure in the house. or it was leaking and there was damage to the service line. So we're seeing that trend change. We're getting more and more interest in the public health aspect of the lead service line.
I'm understanding that the homeowners really don't have to have any cost for this, that this is what Minnesota is doing, and I think it's wonderful. Do I have that correct?
That's correct. The program we're unveiling is a voluntary and free. So if we're doing a project in your area, you'll be contacted by members of our staff, and then you'll go through a process of signing paperwork and allowing access to your property. And so we really wanted to spend all the public dollars that we were hoping to get to fund this program on actually replacing service lines and not dealing with any of the legal issues that could come from, forcing somebody, telling someone they have to do this. So it's a voluntary and free program, and really this isn't something that property owners are obligated to do. It's really an opportunity for them. It's a great opportunity for them to really get new infrastructure from the street into their properties that should last them another 50 to 100 years.
That's amazing. I'm so grateful for it because that's been a problem around this country, And so to know here in Minnesota they're taking care of it, I'm thrilled about that. Now, I'm concerned a bit about the people, the homes that have this leaded pipe. How has the land, the soil around the home, has it been infected in any way with that lead pipe being there for so long?
There's certainly a potential, but it would be somewhat localized in the soil itself. And whether it's a blessing or a curse, Minnesota winters really put those service lines really 8 feet into the ground. And generally there's not a lot of contact with moisture and things like that. So for that to happen, for it really to leach into the soil, that leaching effect would have actually destroyed the service line from the outside in. So it would have failed, if that makes sense. If the lead was going to leach out into the soil, the pipe itself would have deteriorated by now and not been a service. So it's kind of good news wrapped in some bad news if you're not a fan of Minnesota winters.
Right. And, of course, gardens. A lot of people garden. My mother gardened here at her home for many years until she just couldn't anymore. And people worry, about our soil and what is happening. And hearing about the lead pipes being replaced, my goodness, not replaced, but removed. People are really excited about that. And I'm very excited about that. So we don't have to worry about food contamination in a garden either, right? These pipes are in the front, if I have that correct.
Yeah, ideally they're in the front of the property, and if you know where your water meter is located in the lower level of your house, and you, mm-hmm. you kind of almost go a straight line from that water meter out into the street, even on the property line, you might find a little cover or some sort of utility marker really on the property line. That's the shutoff valve from the house into the property. So it's almost a straight line. Ideally, it's a straight line because that's the most efficient and effective way to run those services. And even back in the 19-teens and the 1920s, that's how they generally were installed. But we do, we do have some that come from the side of the property or the back of the property, and we're also taking this opportunity to try to clean some of those up. So, for the next generation, when the work comes before them, they're able to do it effectively.
Okay, final question for you. Do we have to worry about this, or do we get excited about this coming to Minneapolis? Are there lead pipes in Minneapolis that are just as bad in St. Paul? Or is it just something you would do, or more organizations would do, even in the great state of Minnesota, period?
Yeah, I think it's a good question for them because where their program is, their water treatment process is a little bit different than St. Paul Regional Water Services is. So they have a different treatment schematic that actually is intended to kind of line the inside of those lead pipes, so right. The water doesn't come in direct contact. But the state of Minnesota, through the recent infrastructure bill, is getting $42 million a year over the next $42 million a year every year for the next 5 years. So about $210 million of that infrastructure bill coming to Minnesota specifically for lead pipes. And so really every jurisdiction, every water provider in the state of Minnesota is looking at their inventory, looking at what lead pipes they have in their system, and then developing programs that best fit their residents and their government structure.
Many Minnesotans that just heard that probably took a great sigh of relief. And I'm so grateful that you mentioned that, because people have been worried about it since it has come back into our minds. And now we know it's getting worked on and we're excited about it. And so to let us know that, you know, this could be something for the state of Minnesota, man, that would be great. We just got to look into each of the cities and say, what are you going to do about it? So I really appreciate you joining us, Patrick Shea. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
That's
good news, you guys. And if you want to learn a whole lot more about it, all you have to do is go online and really look for some of these articles. I've seen several of them. So again, look for the St. Paul Regional Water Services and find out what is it that they do. Will it be done in your city? Where do you go in your city? Who do you talk to in your city to ask, hey, can this happen in our city? So stay tuned. We hope to get some updates on that. We'll be back in a moment. You are listening to Steele Talking. I'm your host, Geraldine Steele. And, of course, if you don't know much about the St. Paul Regional Water, the lead service line replacements, there are plenty of articles out there. In fact, I went all the way back to March, not so long ago, but March 28th of this year. The article came from the Pioneer Press, and it says the federal government banned the use of leaded pipe in new plumbing systems in 1986. But as many as 10 million homes nationwide are still connected to older lead service lines. That's a problem. Now, President Joe Biden called for removing 100% of lead service pipes across the country. That's a big deal, by the way. And of course, knowing that our U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar and Tina Smith, also U.S. Representative Betty McCollum, St. Paul Mayor Melvin Carter, and St. Paul City Council members Chris Tobin are also talking about this and wanting to make sure that we do as much as we can, not just for St. Paul, but for the state of Minnesota and the nation. So I really do hope that President Biden will be able to call for the removing 100% of lead service pipes across the country. Just incredible. Just incredible. But at least it's happening in St. Paul, and I'm really grateful for that. I have family over in East St. Paul, and so I'm really, really grateful that that is happening. And I'm just hoping that families have not gotten sick over the years, and people that come and go, you never know. They may not have ever heard that there were lead pipes at the home that they stayed at. My goodness. Unbelievable. There's so much more tonight. I'm excited to tell you that our own Shaletta Brundage is joining me tonight in the So What Do You Do segment at 8:35. Now, why is she joining us? You know her. You love her. She's on every Saturday from 11 to 2 o'clock, I believe. Do I have that right, Jonathan?
That is, well, pending Twins games and
right.
Sporting events. But yes, normal time is 11 to 2.
Right. But she is doing so much more, not just here at WCCO, but in her life. And she's really making a difference in so many women's lives as well. So I want to tell you all about what she's been doing and the latest great news I've heard about Shaletta Brundage. We've got a lot to talk about. And then, of course, 9 o'clock is all things arts and entertainment. We call it Center Stage. Got some great talent joining us tonight. So you got to stay tuned for that, I hope. And then the final hour at 10 o'clock is called the Mom and Michael Hour. And my son, Michael Battle, will be joining me again tonight. Joining us, really, it's me, Michael, and Jonathan. So it's really fun, and I look forward to having you join us. We'll be back in a moment. What? What do you do? This is a segment my nephew, Cortland Jackson, actually wrote this piece for me because we wanted to find out about organizations, companies, small businesses that have a name or a logo that you don't know what it's all about. Well, the Shaletta Show in itself here at WCCO is its own marketing amazing event with Shaletta Brundage at the helm. And I have to tell you, Shaletta makes me laugh. A Twin Cities Black-owned media company and podcast platform has landed commercial advertising deals with two of Minnesota's largest corporations. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But I want to tell you a little bit more about Shaletta. She's an Emmy Award-winning radio personality with a weekly show right here on WCCO News Talk 830. She founded the website, ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com, which, of course, happened in 2020 when COVID was just raging. And she did it as a place to host her podcast of the same name. She is joining us tonight to talk about all that she's done and all that she's about to do. Shaletta, welcome to Still Talking. How you doing?
Girl, I don't even know what I'm doing. I don't even know what you're talking about. I'm like, who is that chick Gerald's talking about? She sounds absolutely fabulous. Is that me? Are you sure?
Oh, you know you're fabulous. Don't even try it. No one would ever think that Shaletta Brundage does not think of herself as fabulous. And then why not? Because you are. You're
Girl,
doing
look,
great things, Shaletta.
I tell people all the time, if don't nobody else clap for me, I'm clapping for me. I had one of my former coworkers say, you know, you do a really good job of promoting yourself. You know, and for years, especially as a black woman, I just, like, you know, kept my head down and I was trying to do a good job. And I just didn't feel like I was getting the credit that I deserved from my, you know, supervisors and bosses. And I'm like, why am I waiting for people to celebrate me? I can celebrate me. I can tout my own accomplishments and let everybody know what I'm doing and how I'm doing it, and, you know, with a spirit of excellence. No, I'm not going to wait on you to shine the light on me. I come in the room with my own light.
You know, that's exactly what's been happening to me in the last few weeks. I've noticed on Facebook when people post, they say, hey, I am going to tout myself. I am going to, you know, put my name out there. I'm going to do my business. I'm going to do me. And you don't like it, that's all on you. I mean, this seems to be the rallying cry for so many women who have been wanting to have their own businesses, and they're doing it. So congratulations to all of you that are doing it, and congratulations to you, Shaletta. You have accomplished a lot here at WCCO in a very short amount of time. So tell us what, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, it's you know, it's Jesus. People say, you know, somebody said that I want to come over and take some pictures of you and your team. I said, baby, ain't nobody over here but me and Jesus. You can come over if you want to. I'm in the kitchen.
How you say, I am the team.
Right? It's me and Jesus over here. And, you know, when you just pray and keep moving forward, God will meet you where you are. And my prayer every day, Geraldine, honestly, is that God will make me the answer to somebody's problem. And that's how I've been able to get into spaces that I know I have no right or business being in. It is amazing to see in just 2 short years what God has done for my podcast and platform, ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com, and how he has just multiplied and blessed everything that I have ever touched. You know, unless he breathes on it or winks at it or looks at it, you know, you can do all the work you want to. It's not going to prosper. And to see how we went from, you know, just me and, you know, a prayer to 11 contractors, 10 weekly shows, and then, you know, partnerships with companies like General Mills and Target and Hy-Vee, who trust me enough to say, we want to partner with you, we want to work with you in the community, and we also want you to promote our brand and products. That's a lot.
It is a lot. And, of course, you just mentioned General Mills and Target, as well as Hy-Vee. They've come on board with you. And I'm just wondering, how difficult, or was it difficult at all for that to happen?
Hell
for you to
yeah.
have those partners?
Yeah,
it always is. Yeah, because I know that that's tough. I've had to raise money before, honey. I know.
Okay, so let me just tell you, Hy-Vee was the first company that came on board, and it was easy peasy, lemon squeezy, I have to tell you. They were just like, Shaletta, we like the work that you're doing. We appreciate your footprint in the community. They actually, you know, had me meeting with, you know, their folks in Iowa at the corporate office about some community initiatives. And so we worked together in the community first. And when they saw how we were passing out hams in North Minneapolis and doing Thanksgiving baskets and going out to George Floyd Square, you know, they understood the value that we had in the community, and they wanted to partner with us so we could keep doing it. But, you know, for other major companies, it was like pulling teeth. You know, I just didn't give up, and I refused to take the no that they gave me initially, or the silence. You know, sometimes in Minnesota, they don't say no. I'm from Texas. They say no. They say, uh-uh, no, we don't, no. But in Minnesota, there's silence. And so you don't know if the silence is because I haven't had a chance to get back with you yet, or the silence is I'm too embarrassed to tell you no. So I always just keep pressing and poking, and somebody, you're going to tell me something. If you want to say no, if the no is the answer, you better say no. I'm going to keep calling your butt.
Exactly. And that's what you should do, is keep calling, keep going, because you know that they would be a good partner for you. And choosing a partner, tell me how that works for you, because so many people will sit back and go, well, I want all of the top 25, you know, companies in town that have a ton of money so they can say yes right away. But there has to be a relationship.
Yeah,
it's more than just asking, right?
Yes, yes. Because, you know, with the podcasting platform, we don't have an endless amount of commercial advertising space. And so we have to be very selective about who we partner with. I was like, hell, we work for free for a year to build up the company and didn't get paid. So we're not just going to take, you know, all money ain't good money, like we say in the hood. All money ain't good money. And so I've had companies come to me and say, hey, I'm a lawyer, and you've got these three kids with autism, and, you know, I'm forming this class action lawsuit, and I want to know if I can run ads on your podcasting platform so I can get more parents with autism. I'm like, dude, I'm not with that. No, you want to sue the makers of something? So because they, you know, you want to get more parents with autism to sue? No. You know, I've had other places that say, oh, you know, we have this supplement to help cure autism. I said, sir, no. Because they want to use my name because I'm trusted in the autism community to reach parents. And the way they're trying to reach these parents is by selling them a bag of magic beans. And so I just can't take that money because I don't want to offer false hope to parents. You know, but Hy-Vee works with us in the community. You know,
and for how long have they been working with you?
Hy-Vee and Tiger have been working with me since I started this company. We work together to do some community initiatives since last Easter. They've been working with me. And anytime that there is something going on in the community, they are there. And then I guess other companies kind of saw the work that we were doing, saw that we were solid, and started giving us opportunities. And I just remember the first $1,000 I made, I was just so excited because the first thing I did was tithe. You know, anybody that comes in, the first thing I do is give God what belongs to him, and that's 10% off the top. And
I'm just taught well, woman. You've been taught well.
Yeah. I just see how God is able to multiply that and bless us. And, you know, and at first I was operating off grants, you know, applying for small business grants through, you know, county and state agencies. And then the Lord said, okay, you've done that enough. That's not how you need to go out and get commercial sponsorships, advertisers, companies to partner with your podcasting platform. And when these companies come, they're not just coming to run their commercials. You have to partner with us in the community. You have to make a commitment that if the community is hurting, you're going to help us. If they're having a school back to school drive, a giveaway, you're going to give us some of your products to go give these underserved families. If folks are hungry in North Minneapolis and they need some for the Thanksgiving baskets, we're going to expect you to donate. If we're going down to Uvalde to help the library and the summer reading program.
And I believe you did that, didn't you?
Books. Yeah.
Did you go down there?
Yeah. We did all of that. And I went right to my sponsors. And you know, they have to make a commitment with me. It's not just about running your commercials. You can run your commercials anywhere in town. But when the community is hurting, they expect me to show up, and I expect you to show up with me. And not just throwing money. You know, when we went over to the hospital because nurses and doctors were exhausted, and, you know, we just kept seeing stories about burnout for healthcare workers. I was like, let's go give them some hope. And so the folks at Comcast, the Olympics was going on at the time, and they gave us all this Olympic gear, like sweaters and hats and gloves and scarves and mittens and shirts. And so we made like these giant gift baskets, right? And we went over to Children's Masonic Hospital. And the workers came downstairs, and it was so funny because it was 100 doctors and nurses and, you know, security guards and, you know, front desk staff. And they thought they were coming to get a water bottle and a granola bar. And they came, and we had, like, all of these big, giant gift baskets full of all this cool stuff, and they just broke down crying. They were just
okay. So here's the thing. We got to take a break in a moment, but I want to ask you this question because it's really important to me. What is your next step? Where do you want to place your feet next?
You know what? my friend Christy Peel with Media Mindfield told me, Shaletta, you are a visionary. You can see 5 years down the road. But mm-hmm. I always want to make sure that your next step is the right step. Think about your next step. And my next step is investing in young broadcasters. I have an intern now, and I am just amazed at the wealth of information that these young people have who want to go into broadcasting.
So they're hungry for it. They're absolutely hungry for it.
Getting more commercial sponsors mm-hmm. so that I can pay these young people and give them the experience that they need so that when they graduate from college, they can say, I had a six-month internship with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com, and I learned this, 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 and this. But if companies like 3M and Best Buy and all these other Fortune 500 companies that call Minnesota home don't invest in black-owned media, then the stories in our community and our future broadcasters don't get an opportunity. And I'll die, and our stories will die, and their careers will die, and our future will die. And that's why it's so important. All these big companies would all...
What? What do you do? This is a segment my nephew, Cortland Jackson, actually wrote this piece for me because we wanted to find out about organizations, companies, small businesses that have a name or a logo that you don't know what it's all about. Well, the Shaletta Show in itself here at WCCO is its own marketing amazing event with Shaletta Brundage at the helm. And I have to tell you, Shaletta Makes Me Laugh, a Twin Cities black-owned media company and podcast platform, has landed commercial advertising deals with two of Minnesota's largest corporations. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But I want to tell you a little bit more about Shaletta. She's an Emmy Award-winning radio personality with a weekly show right here on WCCO News Talk 830. She founded the website, ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com, which, of course, happened in 2020 when COVID was just raging. And she did it as a place to host her podcast of the same name. She is joining us tonight to talk about all that she's done and all that she's about to do. Shaletta, welcome to Still Talking. How you doing?
Girl, I don't even know what I'm doing. I don't even know what you're talking about. I'm like, who is that chick Gerald's talking about? She sounds absolutely fabulous. Is that me? Are you sure?
Oh, you know you're fabulous. Don't even try it. No one would ever think that Shaletta Brundage does not think of herself as fabulous. And then why not? Because you are. You're
Girl,
doing
look,
great things, Shaletta.
I tell Shaletta. People all the time, if don't nobody else clap for me, I'm clapping for me. I had one of my former coworkers say, you know, you do a really good job of promoting yourself. You know, and for years, especially as a black woman, I just, like, you know, kept my head down and I was trying to do a good job. And I just didn't feel like I was getting the credit that I deserved from my, you know, supervisors and bosses. And I'm like, why am I waiting for people to celebrate me? I can celebrate me. I can tout my own accomplishments and let everybody know what I'm doing and how I'm doing it, and, you know, with a spirit of excellence. No, I'm not going to wait on you to shine a light on me. I come in the room with my own light.
You know, that's exactly what's been happening to me in the last few weeks. I've noticed on Facebook when people post, they say, hey, I am going to tout myself. I am going to, you know, put my name out there. I'm going to do my business. I'm going to do me. And you don't like it, that's all on you. I mean, this seems to be the rallying cry for so many women who have been wanting to have their own businesses, and they're doing it. So congratulations to all of you that are doing it, and congratulations to you, Shaletta. You have accomplished a lot here at WCCO in a very short amount of time. So tell us what, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, it's you know, it's Jesus. People say, you know, somebody said that I want to come over and take some pictures of you and your team. I said, baby, ain't nobody over here but me and Jesus. You can come over if you want to. I'm in the kitchen.
How you say, I am the team.
Right? It's me and Jesus over here. And, you know, when you just pray and keep moving forward, God will meet you where you are. And my prayer every day, Geraldine, honestly, is that God will make me the answer to somebody's problem. And that's how I've been able to get into spaces that I know I have no right or business being in. It is amazing to see in just 2 short years what God has done for my podcasting platform, ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com, and how he has just multiplied and blessed everything that I have ever touched. You know, unless he breathes on it or winks at it or looks at it, it, you know, you can do all the work you want to. It's not going to prosper. And to see how we went from, you know, just me and, you know, a prayer to 11 contractors, 10 weekly shows, and then, you know, partnerships with companies like General Mills and Target and Hy-Vee, who trust me enough to say, we want to partner with you, we want to work with you in the community, and we also want you to promote our brand and products. That's a lot.
It is a lot. And, of course, you just mentioned General Mills and Target, as well as Hy-Vee. They've come on board with you. And I'm just wondering, how difficult, or was it difficult at all for that to happen?
Hell,
for you to
yeah.
have those partners?
Are you
yeah,
kidding?
It always is. Yeah, because I know that that's tough. I've had to raise money before, honey. I know.
Okay, so let me just tell you, Hy-Vee was the first company that came on board, and it was easy peasy, lemon squeezy, I have to tell you. They were just like, Shaletta, we like the work that you're doing. We appreciate your footprint in the community. They actually, you know, had me meeting with, you know, their folks in Iowa at the corporate office about some community initiatives. And so we worked together in the community first. And when they saw how we were passing out hams in North Minneapolis and doing Thanksgiving baskets and going out to George Floyd Square, you know, they understood the value that we had in the community, and they wanted to partner with us so we could keep doing it. But, you know, for other major companies, it was like pulling teeth. You know, I just didn't give up, and I refused to take the no that they gave me initially, or the silence. You know, sometimes in Minnesota, they don't say no. I'm from Texas. They say no. They say, no, we don't know. But in Minnesota, there's silence. And so you don't know if the silence is because I haven't had a chance to get back with you yet, or the silence is I'm too embarrassed to tell you no. So I always just keep pressing and poking, and somebody, you're going to tell me something. If you want to say no, if the no is the answer, you better say no. I'm going to keep calling your butt.
Exactly. And that's what you should do, is keep calling, keep going, because you know that they would be a good partner for you. And choosing a partner, tell me how that works for you, because so many people will sit back and go, well, I want all of the top 25, you know, companies in town that have a ton of money so they can say yes right away. But there has to be a relationship.
Yeah,
it's more than
yes,
just asking, right?
Yes, yes. Because, you know, with the podcasting platform, we don't have an endless amount of commercial advertising space. And so we have to be very selective about who we partner with. I was like, hell, we worked for free for a year to build up the company and didn't get paid. So we're not just going to take, you know, all money ain't good money, like we say in the hood. All money ain't good money. And so I've had companies come to me and say, hey, I'm a lawyer, and you've got these three kids with autism, and, you know, I'm forming this class action lawsuit, and I want to know if I can run ads on your podcasting platform so I can get more parents with autism. I'm like, dude, I'm not with that. No, you want to sue the makers of something? So because they, you know, you want to get more parents with autism to sue? No. You know, I've had other places that say, oh, you know, we have this supplement to help cure autism. I said, sir, no. Because they want to use my name because I'm trusted in the autism community to reach parents. And the way they're trying to reach these parents is by selling them a bag of magic beans. And so I just can't take that money because I don't want to offer false hope to parents. You know, but Hy-Vee works with us in the community. You know,
and for how long have they been working with you?
Hy-Vee and Target have been working with me since I started this company. We work together to do some community initiatives since last Easter. They've been working with me. And anytime that there is something going on in the community, they are there. And then I guess other companies kind of saw the work that we were doing, saw that we were solid, and started giving us opportunities. And I just remember the first $1,000 I made, I was just so excited because the first thing I did was tithe. You know, anybody that comes in, the first thing I do is give God what belongs to him, and that's 10% off the top. And
I'm just taught well, woman. You've been taught well.
Yeah. I just see how God is able to multiply that and bless us. And, you know, and at first I was operating off grants, you know, applying for small business grants through, you know, county and state agencies. And then the Lord said, okay, you've done that enough. That's not how you need to go out and get commercial sponsorships, advertisers, companies to partner with your podcasting platform. And when these companies come, they're not just coming to run their commercials. You have to partner with us in the community. You have to make a commitment that if the community is hurting, you're going to help us. If they're having a school back-to-school drive, a giveaway, you're going to give us some of your products to go give these underserved families. If folks are hungry in North Minneapolis and they need some for the Thanksgiving baskets, we're going to expect you to donate. if we're going down to Uvalde to help the library and the summer reading program.
And I believe you did that, didn't you?
Books. Yeah.
Did you go down there?
Yeah. We did all of that. Yeah, we did all of that. And I went right to my sponsors. And you know, they have to make a commitment with me. It's not just about running your commercials. You can run your commercials anywhere in town. But when the community is hurting, they expect me to show up, and I expect you to show up with me. And not just throwing money. You know, when we went over to the hospital because nurses and doctors were exhausted, and, you know, we just kept seeing stories about burnout for healthcare workers. I was like, let's go give them some hope. And so the folks at Comcast, the Olympics was going on at the time, and they gave us all this Olympic gear, like sweaters and hats and gloves and scarves and mittens and shirts. And so we made like these giant gift baskets, right? And we went over to Children's Masonic Hospital. And the workers came downstairs, and it was so funny because it was 100 doctors and nurses and, you know, security guards and, you know, front desk staff. And they thought they were coming to get a water bottle and a granola bar. And they came, and we had, like, all of these big, giant gift baskets full of all this cool stuff, and they just broke down crying. They were just
okay. So here's the thing. We got to take a break in a moment, but I want to ask you this question because it's really important to me. What is your next step? Where do you want to place your feet next?
You know what? My friend Christy Peel with Media Mindfield told me, Shaletta, you are a visionary. You can see 5 years down the road. But right. I always want to make sure that your next step is the right step. Think about your next step. And my next step is investing in young broadcasters. I have an intern now, and I am just amazed at the wealth of information that these young people have who want to go into broadcasting.
So they're hungry for it. They're absolutely hungry for it.
More commercial sponsors so that I can pay these young people and give them the experience that they need so that when they graduate from college, they can say, I had a six-month internship with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com, and I learned this, 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 and this. But if companies like 3M and Best Buy and all these other Fortune 500 companies that call Minnesota home don't invest in black-owned media, then the stories in our community and our future broadcasters don't get an opportunity. And I'll die, and our stories will die, and their careers will die, and our future will die. And that's why it's so important. All these big companies with all this money need to come on board and sponsor black-owned media like mine or The Spokesman or Georgia Ford, because without their partnership, we will not be able to survive.
I am so happy that you joined me tonight to tell us what you are doing. I want to let people know that USA Today, the newspaper, selected Shaletta Brundage to represent Minnesota in the publication's 2022 Woman of the Year Award Program, honoring Brundage for both her community service work and her work with Shaletta Makes Me Laugh. Now, if people want to watch these podcasts, I know you have some that are very different. And if they want to see it and say, hey, I want to be a part of this, where do they go? What do they do?
ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. The podcasts are there. Information about advertising is there. Our media kit is there. Upcoming events, community events are there. You can find anything and everything there. And we like to call ourselves a one-stop shop for cultural relevance and creativity. Now, I know you got to go. Jonathan's probably having an aneurysm right now. But can I just say thank you? Thank you for always giving me an opportunity. Thank you for allowing me to, like, walk right behind you. Because what people don't realize is that you are the mother of a lot of us who are coming up behind you. And you are always so encouraging and so loving. And people, if they just look back or where you've been, I'm there too. Like, you at TPT, I'm at TPT. You at TCO, I'm at TCO. You go somewhere else, guess who's going to review?
You have an Emmy, I have an Emmy, right?
Well, because I'm going to be right behind you, and you have always been very warm and welcoming. And, you know, there used to be a time when women would not support one another, like, oh, my gosh, she's going to take my spot. But you've never been like that. You've always pushed me to be my best.
And there are a lot of women that are not like that. And so the support that you are receiving from so many women is such a blessing. And I tell you, keep climbing. Keep climbing, Shaletta. Do what you have to do. Because, like, there's urgency from you. It's like, I got to get this done. I got to get this done. Okay. Get it done, honey. I'm so sorry we've run out of time, but you know I love you.
I love you.
And congratulations, honey. Tell the babies hello. All right.
I will. Okay.
That is our own Shaletta Brundage. And, of course, you can hear her every Saturday from 11 to 2. And definitely go check out her podcast. We'll be back. It is now 8:55 here at WCCO. My goodness, how the time is just flying, and I'm absolutely thrilled to have talked to Shaletta. She really is doing great things, one of the best marketers I've ever met. And when somebody works that hard with four children, yeah, and so much more going on in her life, it's a whole life to deal with it. I will say that as I keep moving forward in my own life, I am amazed at how many women are stepping forward, whether they're running for office or not. I want to make sure that everyone knows that August 9th are our primaries, and get out there and vote, because you get a chance to put your vote down for the person you want to be in the November election. So don't take it for granted. Don't say, oh, I don't need to do that. Yeah, you do. Yes, you do. So let's get going for August 9th, okay? All right, Jonathan Lowe, it's been a pleasure being with you this hour, and it's really quite remarkable, man. We have some amazing people in the great state of Minnesota, especially in the Twin Cities, and I am just blown away by so many of the women. I mean, we've known men that have done great things here in this state. I'm just saying, I'm not trying to dismiss any of the men and what they have accomplished, but I am so really thrilled about the women that are doing great things fearlessly. Great things. And I hope we continue to do this for as long as we can. By the way, it is the last day of July. Can you believe it's August? I mean, the state fair is right around the corner. I mean, for real, for real. Are you going, Jonathan?
I plan on, I believe we're going back to the state fair as a station this year.
And bravo.
And so because of that, we're probably going to be doing shows and all that. So I expect to be on the work calendar to be out there.
Awesome. Now stick with us. Coming up next is Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. We believe you ought to know about it. We'll be back. It is now 8:55 here at WCCO. My goodness, how the time is just flying. And I'm absolutely thrilled to have talked to Shaletta. She really is doing great things. One of the best marketers I've ever met. And when somebody works that hard with four children, yeah, and so much more going on in her life, it's a whole life to deal with it. I will say that as I keep moving forward in my own life, I am amazed at how many women are stepping forward, whether they're running for office or not. I want to make sure that everyone knows that August 9th are our primaries. And get out there and vote, because you get a chance to put your vote down for the person you want to be in the November election. So don't take it for granted. Don't say, oh, I don't need to do that. Yeah, you do. Yes, you do. So let's get going for August 9th, okay? All right, Jonathan Lowe, it's been a pleasure being with you this hour. And it's really quite remarkable, man. We have some amazing people in the great state of Minnesota, especially in the Twin Cities. And I am just blown away by so many of the women. I mean, we've known men that have done great things here in this state. I'm just saying, I'm not trying to dismiss any of the men and what they have accomplished, but I am so really thrilled about the women that are doing great things, fearlessly great things. And I hope we continue to do this for as long as we can. By the way, it is the last day of July. Can you believe it's August? I mean, the state fair is right around the corner. I mean, for real, for real. Are you going, Jonathan?
I plan on. I believe we're going back to the state fair as a station this year.
And bravo.
And so because of that, we're probably going to be doing shows and all that. So I expect to be on the work calendar to be out there.
Awesome. Now stick with us. Coming up next is Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. We believe you ought to know about it. We'll be back.